Christmas at Calvary, the names of Jesus, teacher, rabbi. Jesus turned and saw them following and said to them, "What are you seeking?" And they said to him, "Rabbi," which means teacher, "where are you staying?" John 1:38. The season of Advent invites us to listen. Take a moment, be still, and listen. What do you notice? What makes silence uncomfortable? In the quiet waiting for Christ's coming, the title the first disciples used for Jesus was Rabbi, meaning teacher, which rings with gentle authority. Before Jesus worked miracles or gathered crowds, he was first recognized as one who taught. This was a familiar title for people like Jesus in that day. In the ancient Jewish world, a rabbi was more than a lecturer. He was a guide, one whose life embodied the wisdom he spoke. His followers did not simply learn information, they learned a way of life. When Andrew and the other disciples called him rabbi, they expressed a desire not only to hear his words, but to also be his students. They asked, "Where are you staying?" In essence, they wanted to dwell near wisdom itself. Throughout history, the church has cherished Jesus as the divine teacher. Saint Clement of Alexandria called Christ the instructor of the soul, who trains his children in holiness and truth. For centuries, beginning in the 4th century, believers have gathered for Advent study and reflection, hearing again the voice of the one who teaches with grace and truth. At Christmas, the eternal Word became flesh so that the voice of God could be heard in human tone. The baby who cries in Bethlehem is the same one who says, "You have heard it said, but I say to you." The one who learned the language of his mother will later reveal the language of heaven. Advent reminds us that the teacher has come not merely to give lessons, but to transform hearts. His teaching is not abstract, it is embodied. All great teachers embody their lessons. He teaches us humility in his birth, compassion in his ministry, and obedience in his death. Every word he speaks carries the authority of divine love. Do you call him teacher or rabbi? When you call him rabbi, you are not just calling him a name, a role. You are confessing a relationship. He is the teacher who invites us to sit at his feet and learn the way of his kingdom. A kingdom full of mercy, justice, and peace. In a world filled with noise and confusion, his voice still carries and calls us through Scripture. Come and see. At Christmas at Calvary, we hope you extend that invitation to others as well.